Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Follow through. If you want me like you said before, then why? Why am I being ignored?
This is your girl, Lanae Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
And that's what it is. What's the business? What's the business? What's the business? You already know what it is, baby. It's the chairman and the queen. Lawless Radio is on live. Y'all know what to do right about now. Call a friend and tell a friend and bring about four or five friends so we can get it in, baby. Next 2 hours, we're going to do what it is we do on Lawless Radio, and that is support your local come-up. Underground, unsigned, independent music, baby, that's what we do. Hey, man, before I even took to the air, I already had people hitting up, man. This Twitter thing, man. Hey, I don't know how musicians did it back in the days before we had all this social media, man, as far as just reaching out, man. But I got my man said, man, he be checking us out. This cat is out of West Africa, man. My man Sonny Luciano, man, he say he be checking us out of West Africa. So this is what I'm talking about right here. Hey, Queen, you ready to do this?
I am ready to do this. What's up, world? It's your girl, M.E. the Queen, also the North Carolina Peach, here on another Grit Grind Wednesday. Well, we say it ain't no more hump day. It's Grit Grind Wednesday. It's so much to talk about, man. It's so much going on right now. You know, we got to go to war with Syria. God willing, we don't, but, you know, there's talk about it, you know, that Congress pretty much have signed off on it. And, you know, also something that, you know, that's really, really touching to me that I actually had the opportunity to hear, you know, Uncle Jeff from BET talk about, you know, he made a good point, you know, about this little one-year-old boy, you know, that was in New York City, and he was in a stroller with his father walking, just walking down the street. You know, his father was carrying him strolling him in the stroller, and a dude just walked up and just shot the little boy in the head, 1 year old. And the worst part about it is the father lost his son, but because of this code of ethics of not snitching in the street, this man ain't even cooperating. So that's it's made me sick for the last couple of days, ever since I've heard it, you know, live with Uncle Jeff Sunday morning. So I'm just, you know, my heart goes out to the family. My heart goes out to the father, despite, you know, his dedication and commitment to the code of ethics of the street. But it is what it is. He lost his son. And, you know, and just like Uncle Jeff said, you know, we're going to war for, you know, Trayvon Martin. We need to go to war for this little baby. And I totally agree. And I'm willing to do whatever I got to do. People send me, you know, petitions and by email all the time. Even the Trayvon Martin petition was sent to me several times, and I signed it over and over and over, and even, you know, gave comments. And I just feel like we got to do something. We got to do better, because this is crazy. You know, I don't believe in, you know, telling on the next person and, you know, putting people under the bus, but when it comes to a human life, especially a child that's only been on this earth, you know, less than, you know, 24 months, that's a problem with me. You know, snitching is out the window. It's time for someone to start talking and us to start acting, point blank.
Right.
And, you know, it's just so freaking much to talk about today, you know, that, you know, the trivial things I had, you know, thought about throughout the week, you know, just don't even matter anymore. You know, we're going to keep it, you know, definitely.
Hey, let's
fun
see what it is we got on the line here. We got 919-780 calling in. Who we got on the line?
Oh, yo, what up, man? This is Freedom from North Carolina. I was wanting to shout out all my motherfucking niggas in North Carolina that's doing the thizzle right now. We grinding, man, you know. I'm just trying to bring ourselves back to the top of the map, man. J. Cole ain't the only one that can do it around here. And, you know, we letting it be known that hip-hop is strong and alive, man. And, you know, black unity is what we need in life, man. We need to stop all this blood and crip and killing each other for what? For what reason? What are we doing it for?
I see
brothers and sisters walking around tomorrow, so... Yo, you see that blood dude, you see that crib dude, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to get that dude for what reason? What did he do to you other than wear a color?
Wow.
Right.
It's
too much killing going on, and, you know, we killing our own selves, and we want to go to war with somebody else in another country. They ain't got
absolutely
nothing to do with us.
Well, the war is already here.
Fight,
the war is here.
We fight other people's business, and we can't take care of our stuff here.
No doubt.
Right.
I totally agree with that.
I mean, all these foreclosed homes we got in America and all these other stuff and all these homeless people, and we can't tell them to, hey, go sit in this house and keep yourself warm during the winter. For what? See, we want to pay bills. For what? I mean, all these resources we have, and we don't even want to give it to our people, but we want to send them somewhere else for other people. We can't even look out for us.
No doubt about that. And then when we get the resources and stuff, we abuse them, you know? I mean, I feel what you're saying on that. I mean, I appreciate that 919 because that's where I grew up in the 919 area, so I really appreciate you calling in with the knowledge and you know, you really kicked some knowledge that, you know, really needed to be heard, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna need for y'all to stop making this whack music. Start, you know, educating our children and stuff to be doctors and lawyers and not gangsters and whores.
Right, right. There you go right there, man. Thanks for calling in. Hey, but you know what? He touched on something right there, and that's the thing that you know, I said when I first heard about the Syria thing. You know, everybody know I don't try to get all super political and everything on the show and stuff. But you know, one of the concerns that I have, I mean, we got everybody up in arms, you know, because of the way the Syrian government is treating their people. But right here in the United States of America, you know, it hasn't been proven that we've used chemical warfare on our people and everything. But, I mean, we've got problems here in our own country that we need to resolve. And, I mean, I don't see anybody going super crazy over that. I mean, you're talking about the president said, let's go to war. Nobody's backed this man up on anything else he's tried to do. But before he got his mouth, you know, fully open to sell war, he had everybody's support. That's crazy.
Exactly.
You know, he started talking about, you know, shaving, you know, funds from here and there, you know, to try to put a little bit more money into education and stuff. And everybody
and
was outright gone crazy. Yes, people went crazy. Obamacare. Obamacare is going to end the world. Obama want to make it free to go to school. Obama, you know, they went crazy. But the man said, I want to go to war. Before he got it out, the man could have been sitting there, I want to go to Walmart. The man said, I want to go to war. Let's go. He didn't even get war out. You know, so, I mean, that right there, you know, sitting and listening and watching and reading, it's like, wow, we all about the kill. We're all about the kill, but we're not about the preservation. And that is just real scary that we live in these days and times. Like you said, one-year-old kid killed, it is to be real. To keep your mouth closed. That is keeping it real. I'm not understanding that. What is the real in it? What kind of gangster are you to pat yourself on the back, to poke out your shoulder, you killed a baby?
And then not only that, the parent of the child is so dedicated to the streets and so committed to his street life, his street cred, his street mentality and reputation that he won't even come forward.
He ain't cooperating
and saw his son get shot in the head. I'm not understanding that right now. Can't no person on this planet and no street dude, no thug, no gangster that's, you know, I don't care whether they're from Harlem, Crenshaw, New Orleans, you know, from Magnolia. You can't come to me right now and make me understand that. It's just not going to happen.
And somewhere, you got some idiot, you know, justifying it. It is super crazy. Some idiot somewhere is justifying it. Hey, I don't know if y'all got a chance.
Boy, man. My boy kept his mouth shut, man.
Right.
You know, that's
right.
My boy got to all the way to the end, man. That's my
nigga. Real G.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't a real nigga,
G.
Man. He ain't even open his mouth for. I mean, you know, you got to pour a little liquor for this one-year-old kid, but, man,
you know we can't use. You know we can't use the N word on the radio, girl.
Well, I'm just, you know, that's paraphrasing. That's not, well, it's not something I use, you know, like outly, you know, if I spell it out. But no, I mean, I'm just paraphrasing at this point.
We ain't been drinking tonight, y'all. The queen been drinking tonight.
No, I haven't. Seriously, and I should have put that disclaimer out. I'm paraphrasing because you know how the conversation would go. You know how
you know
they
exactly
they
how the conversation went.
You know how it is.
No, exactly.
I don't like
how
the
N-word.
Yeah, no doubt.
Exactly how the conversation went. Man, I don't know if y'all got a chance to check it out, man. I put it on my Facebook page, man. I mean, this right here, you know, I know somebody's going to say, it sounds hypocritical because he's condoning this death, you know, but he says he don't support death. And now y'all got to rewind and hear what I said. I'm not condoning somebody out there killing a little kid, you know, somebody killing somebody senselessly. But, I mean, this is a guy who walked in on someone molesting his child. Beat him to death. Yes, I'm in support of it. I'm in support. It says, I'm going to read it for y'all real quick. It says, a young father from Texas who caught a 47-year-old man sexually assaulting his 5-year-old daughter will not be charged for beating the molester to death. The father was alerted by another child and ran to a remote shack. Hearing screams, he found the man and his daughter with their underwear off. He went into a rage, beating the man with his bare hands, then called 911 for help. Under Texas law, deadly force is authorized and justified in order to stop an aggravated sexual assault or sexual assault. Sounds like justice to me. I think he's a hero. You're okay. If you're okay with this, you know, and all this dad, you know, like and all that, it's what, you know, the stuff that's on there. But, I mean, we're talking about, you know, the reality of it. You walk in, you see this happening with your child. What do you do? Do you stop and call 911? Or do you take to Facebook, hey, how about I just saw this man rape my daughter? You know, I read something stupid on Facebook a little earlier in the week. A young lady posted, man, y'all pray for me. Just walked in. My mama's having a heart attack. I'm about to call 911. Pray for me, y'all.
What?
I'm not lying to you. I had it. I messed around and I had to do a scrub to my computer. So, you know, when you do, anybody know hard drive scrubs, if you don't back up stuff, and I don't keep anything in my laptop that I'm going to need. But I had copied the page, you know, copied it, because I really wanted to put that out for everybody to see. The dumbest thing I've ever seen in my world, in my life, she said her mother is having a heart attack. Y'all pray for me. I'm about to call 911.
Help me understand this. Hold on. Let me make sure I understand this, Chairman, because I'm getting what you're saying, but I'm just trying to visualize this girl's mother is having a heart attack, but she goes to Facebook before she called 911, or is she on the phone with 911 as she Facebook, and which one the first, the chicken or the egg?
She said, just walked in, my mother is having a heart attack. Y'all pray for me. About to call 911. Y'all pray for me.
Well, you know, it sounds like to me that she wants attention. You know, she's getting the attention that she wants, you know. Everybody, her timeline is probably filled up with, well, you know, you're in my prayers, my, you know, your family, you know, my prayers, God bless you. And then there's the other 25% saying you stupid, you know what, and you know what, you and family members like, well, why the H you ain't on the phone with 911, why the H you on Facebook, you know. But then it's always going to be people that, you know, that's like, don't feel sorry for, because they don't think first. You know, they don't think first. They're so happy to see the word sorrow, the word hurt, someone's hurt, someone's harm, someone not doing well, that their first reaction is, well, I'm going to pray. And they're really not praying for these people. They're just doing it, you know, to have something to talk about.
That right there, I cannot lie. It was the second one I had, and I'm trying to remember the exact wording and everything for it, because, again, you know, like I said, I done scrubbed them and they gone. But I wanted to post these, you know, because my statement to her was, I hope to God this is a joke and you called 911 before you went to Facebook. I mean, that was my statement to her. But I had another. another guy who posted one. Said, man, don't know what's going on. Headed to emergency room. Real weak, can't stop bleeding.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like, are these people flipping serious?
Are you willing to die for Facebook?
Are they flipping serious? I'm not understanding. Had another one, and that one there ended real well, and I didn't copy it, though. But I really wanted that one. That one ended well. Apparently, a grandchild found out from a fellow grandchild that their grandparent had passed via Facebook. Person went to Facebook, you know, letting everybody know, you know, to pray for the family, you know, and the grandkid went in, you know, two young ladies, and I mean, they went in horrifically on each other, because old girl said, you know, like, man, B, you couldn't call the family, let us know, I got found out, you know what I'm saying, my granny died, you know what I'm saying, via Facebook, and I mean, they went hardcore at it. So I was pleased with the way that one turned out, because, you know, immediately the person saw that didn't make any sense. She had no life, first off, for her whatchamacallit, and I know that's what she wanted. But now, I pose this question to my listening audience. What is the stupidest thing you have ever seen pulled on Facebook for likes?
The sickest thing I ever seen personally was, and this was just last year, and it took me, I guess it was this year when I found out what the real deal was. My first cousin posts a picture of her mother, which was married to my uncle, my mother's baby brother, who's also passed, of her in, it looked to be in a hospital, and she looked to be dead. So she was saying stuff like, you know, well, you know, it's not going to be long now, and blah, 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 and I'm up here saying, since I was, what, 5 or 6 years old, and God, you know, I'm praying, and God bless your family, and you know, I miss you all, and I got to come see you all, and I'm getting all sentimental. Then the sister, which is my other cousin, tells me, she didn't die until this year. And I'm like, wait a minute, hold up. I'm thinking
hold
that she had already died and stuff. Now, she was dead. She was dead, as a doornail. Like, she looked like she was really gone within a matter, she would have been gone in a matter of hours or a day or less than that.
Oh,
you know,
I
find out she put her in a nursing home and stuff, and put, you know, if she, you know, have any kind of heart attack or whatever the situation may be, to do not resuscitate, but then she wound up living a whole nother year.
Man, let me tell you, and I'm not going to put the person on blast, but it's kind of close to my heart. You know, I had a person similar to your situation. They had all these different pictures that they took, you know, alongside of their grandmother, you know, who's very, you know, gravely ill. They took a whole bunch of pictures, you know, and they threw them all over the Facebook, you know, y'all pray for my granny, and, oh, I love this lady, and they put all this. I mean, you looked through these pictures and you saw all these pictures, you knew that this person loved this woman without a doubt, and had to be with this woman, was in grave pain, was pleading for prayers. God, y'all help me, Jesus, somebody, in the blood of the Lamb covered me. Okay? Now, me, myself, knowing that this person ain't seen her granny, you know, in who knows how long, and this was the first and only time that person had even bothered to be there, and that person was only there because somebody else shamed that person to be there.
Of course, I
had to speak out on it, you know. And I'm going to leave the person nameless, you know, because I got a lot of family members that listen to the show. But this, embarrassingly, was one of my cousins, you know.
Oh,
and they're listening. My family members are listening. They know exactly who she is because we lit in two. Take down every last picture.
So she can feel ashamed, but she probably won't. But I hope she's listening too, because you know,
yeah,
who does something like that? That's despicable. That's heartless. That's cold. That's unthoughtless. It's just everything.
But let me tell you, people do these things for attention. Facebook is ultimately the attention grabber.
You're not
lying. I know a young lady who daughter, she has one daughter. Her daughter has had every disease and ailment known to man on Facebook.
Okay, you know
you did hear
you did hear what I said, right? I heard what you said. She got that Facebook sickness. She got well, it's not really what you say. What's a person that's sick that really ain't sick? Hypochondriac. So she got that Facebook chondriac.
Oh, you know what? That's our new one, Queen. Facebook chondriac.
I'm coining that phrase tomorrow. I'm going to trademark it.
Hey, that's it. Hey, man, y'all stay right here. Let's pay some bills, man. The queen, the chairman, baby, we in here.
Yes, sir.
It's cold in here. Coway must be in the building. We in here. We in here. Let my niggas roll the kicks up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your man might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck. We in here. Got the cash on deck. Let them y'all know that we in here. Got the money on deck. Let them got the cash on deck. We in here. Everybody asks the same question, turn down for what? Me and my niggas turn, we don't give a fuck. Bottle at the bottom, them sparkles with the models. Your main choosing, the money is the muscle. And we celebrate the hustle, cause the niggas getting paid. And the food deck, so we gon' get laid. And the gon' love it, and you haters gon' hate. It's so wrong, but so wrong. Let my niggas roll the kiss up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Your man might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck. We in here. Got the cash on deck. Let them y'all know that we in here. Got the money on deck. Let them get the knowledge that we in here. Got the cash on deck. Yo, girl, cause we in here.
Ooh, little mama right there. She know she bad as bad as bad.
She eyeing me, I know I'm bound to f. She let me in it, she let me in it. And baby, I'm a tree, so I might just make
it. And we
it.
Celebrate the hustle, cause the n***a getting paid. And them n***a's on deck, so a n***a gon' get laid. And my thugs up in the s***, so you can catch a fade. We're so long, talking so
long. Let my n***a get the c*** up. Let my n***a pour them drinks up. Try to get fucked up. Your man might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Yeah.
Let them y'all know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them got the know that we in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let my niggas roll the kicks up. Let my niggas pour them drinks up. Cause we try to get fucked up. Yo, man, might get took, bro. Cause we in here. Got the money on deck. Got the cash on deck.
We in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Let them
y'all know that we in here.
Got the money on deck.
Let them get the know that we in here.
Got the cash on deck.
Cause we in here. We in here.
Right, think I done fell in love tonight.
Yeah, fly red.
Down to the
ground,
my love.
Oh, you love it. Baby,
baby got me shook like an earthquake. Be the right to my way, be the love to my fate. Just give the okay, and I'll be alright. Miss Beauty Sunshine, come and rock your night. Sexy on the runway, we about to take flight. Gorgeous beauty, fashion cutie, and she don't really bite. Funny that I mentioned she be rocking them tight. Rocking them tight, rocking them tight. Candy from the back, now she singing on the mic like. Captivating smile without her gone wild. Call her destiny, but without no child. Mixed breed, come and get this new cheese. Yes, I'm riding solo, cause she got her own keys. You don't even know though, cause you're on that. Focus on your own girl, focus on your own though. Come and get it, come and fast. Save our love, make it last. This is something special you can't pass. Take up for my baby, never ever bluffing. She rocking them hips, got me shook up off for loving.
Ooh, it felt so right. Think I just fell in love. Everything about you got me open, I'm captivated. Best way to explain it, you got me
shook up, shook down, shook down on my loving. Shook up, shook down, shook down on my loving.
Got me shook in the worst way. I'm trying to blow them cakes out like it's my birthday. Peanut butter cup, trying to eat you like a Hershey. Chocolate drip on the nuts in my sundae. Been in a G4, they call me Fly 5. Be on that 16th float of that sky ride. She 5'7 with some brown eyes. Tight dress with them thick thighs. I'ma put it down.
Put it
so she can fall in love. Baby, worse than 9 to 5. Never be off in the club. She party with a girl. Thin a couple bucks. Nothing to it. Not a model, but she look like she could do it. So now I'm all shook like a crap game. But then the Mac came. So now the boy Denzel and fit in that game. I don't just talk. I'm about action. I'm so 100 like 2 Curtis Jackson.
Hey, that's so right. You got me open up, captivated, wait to explain it, you got me.
Shook up, shook down, shook down on my loving.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shook up, shook down, shook down.
Got me shook. I can't explain it. I can't explain it.
The way your body look, put it on me.
I need that. Fashion in my life and your fashion game right. It's a lot of pretty girls in the world, but ain't nobody like you. And when you all alone and everything's going wrong, I'll be there. I don't care how anybody else feels. Home reckon they'll try to step up, but they can't taint what's real. You got me shook and I can't fake this here. School too expensive. Take this here. Don't worry about it. I'm ballin', and now you ballin' too. There ain't no limitation to the things that I won't do for you.
Girl,
I got you, girl.
Girl,
you know what time it is.
Ooh, it felt so right. Think I just fell in love tonight. Everything about you got me open, I'm captivated. Best way to explain it.
Baby, stop teasing me. Baby, I'm
You're my water when I thirst. You're my pride by my side. You're my pleasure when it hurts. You're in my kitchen cooking dinner, but I'm thinking about dessert. Cause baby, I'm still stuck in my groove.
Baby, I can't stop the groove.
It's inside of me.
You're something about the way you move.
Hey.
It's exciting me.
I can't put my head on you.
I'm in the drop top, suckers bust something like a bumblebee. All black, black, red, chef is sign in front of me. I check to see, cause these girls be on that Huckabee. What from really hugging me, since they're really in love with me. Shawty got the job, but shawty don't trip. I'm the same as the young, what a brand new whip. Cutting is a habit, put it in the air. Hey, I got another place, I'ma put it in your face, huh? You can't believe it, damn right, I'm so conceited. Cause my boy had a CD, couldn't be in my city. Now your jaw dropped, cause I'm dropped in the drop. Hey, tell me why the business on the block when you got bread. Come to see your face, boo, I ain't gotta chase you. Put me in the Honda, to the Hummers in the H2. See the birth with a dime, ride a shotgun. Get it up your chest like you mad, cause you're not one. Girl, there was something about you, but I didn't cry. Now your boy on the street, sippin' on a CC, fillin' up a QT, fuelin' up my GT. Cut me at the red light, clip it ain't no thing. Got four horses in the Bronco Coast gang. I don't need a ring on the chair for the conference, man. I ain't lost since I've been lawless. $1,000 tile smoking out of Lost Austin. Drop top jack in the street, leaving paw prints. Looking at Steve picking cars out of paint. Cop one, drop one, reaching for your pink. Laughing at the girls that used to give me stink. Like I had the ping, now they send me wink. When the doors go up, the top goes down. How can I put this? It goes down. Like a test drive, they drive you, man. I'm riding drop top, you can call me Spider-Man.
Girl, there was something about it, but I didn't cry. The nails in the sky started making good time. Now the rest looking lovely. The drop top and I ain't nobody wanna rub me. With the lyrical pinnacle whipping, centers and cylinders in it to win it. I'm repping my stars in the finish line. I bank was mine, like my name was Aston Martin. Don't get me started, because I'm in a faster car, bruh. My way is leaving victims on the highway. Stunting in a black bird more than ever on Friday, but any day. I'm bound to dip on players anyway. A Dodge truck so up like damn, what a Henny day. You got a loud pipe, you body kid tight. If you quick to pass a sucker with your ice down light. If you got a road kid, the intro rope is still sitting. If your paint job wicked and you got a 100 tickets,
then again,
my bird dog homies get it in. The Lex Coupes, the Beamers, and the Benz, to all of my homies and my friends, keep your top down.
Girl, there was something about, but I didn't cry. The males in the sky started making headlines.
Thank you. tip for the iceberg in my life. Cold when the day's Hollywood night. Couple bounce check, credit card decline. Yeah, I know I messed up, but soon I'm gon' get it right. Fail once, fail twice, but a couple hundred more times. But I know at the end of the tunnel, I'ma see 100 different lights. From the city where the high crime rate every day multiplies. So much going on, living in the last days of my life. Take a second, pause. Then it's right back to the boss. Scribble down thoughts, writing on a wall. Cage burn like behind a bar. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. Turn the microphone on, with the beat that's right. And the race is won, already crossed that line. So I don't need your sympathy, homie, I'ma be just fine.
Playing on the news, another car bomb, another man robbed, another kid shooting up the school, another hate crime, I didn't hate mine, I didn't can't leave us all alone, another slick head politician lying, trying to get us all to vote, my version of Occupy Wall Street, I'm occupying a booth, choking a mic and making a wall shake, the bombs they making are dedicated to reckless hatred against our nation, but think, what did we do to make them, something's missing here, threat level oil scared, we in the mode of rebellion like Olivia. Story of our lives, tell me where the ending is. How many more soldiers will they kill before they end this shit?
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No fear at all, cause the world is ours. Time to make that change, so I'ma start tonight. They don't need your sympathy, homie, they gon' be just fine. Just fine.
Chain blingin', fake jewels and a charm. Heard a little bit of 50 Cent, now we think it's all cool to be on. Cool to be on, straight face, no smile, looking hard. Never sold, but he talked that for the street cred buzz. Word up advice before you choose to go that route there. You're swimming in an aquarium full of sharks here with no fear. It's more than music, it's the culture. We live and we breathe and we grow here. Besides the fact that the industry temperature is cold here. I'm from a city where you gotta keep on that snow gear. Trying to go somewhere, there's always some haters that's giving you frozen glares. Present to you MVS M2. The renovation, I'll let the people decide the truth.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No looking back while I wave goodbye. By the end of the day, they don't see a shine. We don't need your sympathy, homie, we gon' be just fine.
Flight from Heathrow to Terminal 5 have endured a second day of serious disruption and faced further chaos this week.
More million buildings in Tokyo, more than 4 million sites around the country.
Tonight,
have been shot
I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands.
It's your boy Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Hey, that's what it is right there. That's what it is, man. Y'all tune in to Great Grind Wednesdays with the chairman and the queen, baby, doing what it is we do. Y'all make sure y'all tune in later on tonight. Lawless Radio After Dark, your man B-Mo Slim and Lynx Mister holding it down, man, giving y'all another show, man. Y'all catch your man Buck tomorrow night, same time, doing the same thing, man. Your girl Mel Lawless. Lawless Radio After Dark on Saturday night, man, ending the week or beginning the week, is however you consider Sundays, man, ending it, man, with Dr. Buck Halter, man, giving y'all that Sunday chat, man, so y'all make sure y'all tune in, man. Hey, want y'all to keep Nikki Outlaw in your prayers. Nikki has been very ill. Don't want to put her business out there, but she has shared with everybody on her Facebook page that she's going through lung cancer, and she's been going through surgeries, and she's getting herself better. Just y'all keep her in your prayers. She's a strong lady. She's fighting it through, man. We're going to have her back here on Tuesday nights, man. The minute she says she's healthy enough to come on the show, man, I really want to get her on the show, man, give her a strong welcome back, you know, big hug from the Lawless World Order, man. Y'all hold her down. She's a strong lady. She's a strong lady. That's with what she's been going through, and you know, just the way she's been, you know, the way her demeanor and everything has been, you know, I have a whole lot more respect for her. Not to say I didn't have any respect for her before, but just the way she's battled through, you know, I mean, it's been something. It's been something. And she, you know, she's in good spirits. So y'all keep her in your prayers. Want to send a shout out to Liz. Liz, listen. She said, TL, you don't sound like you tonight. It's something wrong. No, there's nothing wrong. I am sick. I am doped out of my head, doggone sinus, cold, and everything. You name the medication, I have tried, you know, but y'all know I've been out there on the road, so you really can't medicate yourself the way you want to when you're out traveling and stuff. So I got back home
You can if you're on two chains bus.
Huh?
I said, yeah, you can if you're on two chains bus.
I'm on two chains bus. And La Vitra. Levita may slow down your heart, and it may make you want to jump off a building. But in no time at all, you'll get rid of that headache.
Well, why am I mentioning line on Saturday night, right? And
right.
So, you know, I'm in the line, you know, the VIP line, and, you know, they have a little plastic box for, you know, the confiscation box is what I call it. You know, the dream, I mean, not dream, mansion. Mansion's just like my family, you know, it's like home for me. And so me and the guy in front of me looking in the box, and, you know, got CDs, you know, dudes trying to come in and come up, you know, with the CDs. And I understand that trying to grind and get known and, you know, you see Bison, obviously, for to clear their eyes, you know, because they've been smoking. But
right.
You see Cialis and Viagra. I'm like, really, dude?
Woo!
Really?
Woo! Let me tell you.
Hopefully, I actually stood there, and I was hoping to God that they didn't take the Viagra and the Cialis before putting it in, before they confiscated it, or else they're going to be up in that club either trying to rape somebody or in the bathroom. like you ever seen that movie? I Love My Wife Chris Rock. I said,
right.
You know what? I don't want to see no dude up in there like that. I'm telling you right now, they're gonna have to pick me up off the floor. I'm gonna be laughing so hard. For real, I'm gonna be laughing so hard. He ain't gonna be able to go down. They're gonna have to call 911. And reason, you know, they call 911 because this dude can't go down. I mean, like, that's some crazy stuff right there.
But,
see, Alan.
But can I tell you the crazy part? All the people I know now, and I ain't gonna put y'all on blast, my man Tori. I wouldn't dare do that to you on the radio. I know a 32-year-old dude who popped these jokers because he said he could give it to his wife all night. At 32?
No, he's younger than that. They're 24 taking them.
Man, are you crazy? At 42, I don't need it to give it to her all night. At 42, I'm going to tell you.
And we call it North Carolina, we call it ODing on the you-know-what.
I'm going to tell you, I come in the room, you know, my wife 2 years younger than me, you know, so of course, you know, I got to come in the room with some oxygen, you know, and water and everything, because I know it's going to be a long night. I don't want her to pass out, so I got some oxygen and some water for her and everything.
Wait, the oxygen water is for you or for her?
No, the oxygen and water for her.
Let's get it straight here.
Hold on. The oxygen is for her. The water is to revive her. You know what I'm saying? Splash that water, baby. You good? Put some oxygen on it. You ready to go? Let's get back down to business now.
Oh, hell no. No, see, I don't need none of that. You know, dude be like, look, wait, hold up. Give me some time. I don't have time. I might leave out here and get hit by a bus. And you didn't give me what I want during the time. I'm going to be mad. I'm going to be dead and mad.
I can't understand a 32-year-old. I can't understand a 24-year-old.
They taking them at 24, 21. You didn't know that? Oh, you ain't even know. See, they taking them young now.
I'm going to tell you, I can't understand it because I'm talking about, you talking about, man, ready to go. The wind blows.
Listen, I'm in my late 30s, and I know some 21-year-old dudes that cannot hang with me. So that tells you. It ain't about the age. It's about the dude.
So what it is you really need to be child abusing them then.
Yes, and that's what I try to do, too. I try to get into a Mark Kelly style. Mary Kelly style.
That wasn't me.
Yeah, I'm gonna admit it. That was me, and that was a little biatch. I'm putting your ass on blast. I don't mind.
But this was the thing I had to ask the young fella. Because I mean, you know, you seen Little Man with the Wayans brothers, right?
Lord Jesus, yes.
My man, John Witherspoon, who is. Man, I'm going to tell y'all,
bang,
I met him
bang,
a million
bang,
moons
bang,
ago,
bang.
But it was long before he blew the way he is now. If I was to meet that cat right now, man, that cat would lose his mind because he is, like, most quoted out of everything that I end up saying majority of the time. That man, wow. he ran with it. My man said, King Horse
Mason. Do you know who he ran with back in the day? Do you know who he ran? Do you know who he ran with and who he got to start with back in the day?
Who?
Just make a wild guess.
Who? I know.
None other than Richard Pryor.
Man, yeah.
And B.B. Drake, the woman that plays Myra on Martin and played in all the, you know, the 70s movies and shows and stuff. Yeah, they all came up together.
Man, you can't. Hey, it ain't impossible to imagine because, I mean, Pops is the man. Pops is the man. Pops really, 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 really keep it. And I'm going to try to get him on the show. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to get him on the show.
If anybody think that he's broke, and if anybody thinks he's broke, they would be out of their mind. This man has a barbecue sauce. This man is a businessman. It's like people didn't know Marla Gibbs had as much money as she did. This woman took her money and invested in a lot of stuff. She pretty much runs Chicago.
Right. This is the thing that people don't be paying attention to. You don't be hearing about these people in the rag sheets and all of this stuff because these people are really out taking care of their business. And people don't understand that. Look at this here, man. I done already got hits right there. So, man, as soon as you get him on the show, hit me up. I'm getting hits for real. Man, hey, y'all, you know what? That's my deal there. I'm going to make it happen. Possibly be on the show.
Make it happen.
But I mean, you that young and you can't hoist the name Sam? What in the world is wrong with you, son? In my days, you're talking about just cause we were breathing, we were standing at attention. We got graveyards attached to this thing. You know, things that you wouldn't hear with the lights on. You had a bag over your head, one over her head, your eyes closed, and it was pitch black. And he still stood at attention. For the
Dewey. Well, I need to know this. Now, I had this conversation with one of my good male friends that's close to my age. Well, he's actually a year older, saying that, you know, that guys start losing, I guess, their sexual, not their sexual, you know, attraction, but their libido, but their mojo, you know, it starts going down at 40. How true is that? Because, hey, I ain't going to lie. You know, I dated this attorney, and Lord knows, I mean, he had me whipped. I mean, we just recently broke up for the third time, not too long ago. And this guy is very close to 60 years old. And stepping out of this world, I mean, to the point where I'm just like, I mean, not telling my business, but hey, it is what it is. You know, I'm just like, after an hour and 10 minutes, I'm limp. But I just like, you know, just to make him feel good and to, you know, to show him I'm a beast. I go on as far as long as he goes. So what's that all about? He don't take no Viagra, no Cialis, none of that stuff. He just takes vitamins, go to the gym.
I'm gonna tell you what it is. It's got to be the individual, because I have so many guys to tell me that. Talking about, you know, when you know, as I was approaching 40, talking about, man, dude, you getting up there, man. It ain't going to be getting up. Yeah, right. And that ain't no table I'm knocking on, y'all.
Bang, 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 bang. I really want to know if John was a fool, Mr. Pops really, really bang like that in real life, and, you know, him being, you know, in his 70s. You got to get him on the show because I got time this time.
He is getting on the show, man. Y'all hold me to that. He might be my November surprise this year. I'm gonna pull that one off. Pops is finna have
him bring all of us some hot stuff, some of that barbecue sauce so we can put on our fried turkey.
Barbecue. Hey man, let me pay the bills, y'all. Here go that. Never like this, man. This girl here is phenomenal, man. Y'all check her out, man. I can't even pronounce her name. She's so phenomenal.
Them boys going wild and none of them can't maintain, 'cause I know what they mean, and I am all they need. compliment my true religion team. Gucci looking juicy, what you see describing me. Cause I got what you need. And I know what you need. Got some heads burning whenever I'm on the floor. Drinks in the air while they scream and give me more. Cause I got what they need. And I know what they need. Never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. Ain't never seen nothing like this. No, never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. Ain't never seen nothing like this. No.
I know I got what you miss and what you gon' need for. You'll be back, I promise. You'll be back soon. Just like a scene, I got just what you need. You can all the time get it from me.
I know, never say never, but you ain't never met nobody better. Tell them dudes move back. Tell the DJ bring my groove back like Stella. Yellow Lamborghini, lemon hair leather. Butterfly dose, put the pedal to the metal. Underneath the seats, keep a world peace like meta. Pocket full of cheese, I don't mean better cheddar. Velveeta, girl, I need her. Chick like Judah, cruise a two-seater. Bring me by the leader, red bottoms or Adidas. The mother chicken heads, the egg beaters. Tattoos and white beaters. I got more stripes than two zebras. Pretty little diva, couple margaritas. When I beat it, stepping out of you, gon' be my señorita. And I ain't tryna sound macho, but I need you like pronto. No lie, you a killer. I bet you got a white Bronco. Big boy, so the gloves don't fit. No, too religious, but your butt don't fit. I ain't never seen nothing like this.
Never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. No, never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. They ain't never seen nothing like this. No.
I know I got what you miss and what you gon' need for. You'll be back, I promise. You'll be back soon. Just like a scene, I got just what you need. You can only come get it from me.
Kelly Rowland, three bad Trinas. If it's wet like a Trina, baby, I could be your FEMA. She been here, she been here. I ain't never had a headache.
Dancing again. take it off. Now take it off.
This is a ladies exclusive. J. Russ. This is what we make the ladies say when they get out of our bed. My prison is mixtape shit. We'll talk to
a song, but what did you expect out of me? My name in a phone, OMG, oh my God.
My name in the phone is OMG. more than 16 bars to rescue you. From the city where it get grimy, yeah. See me, I ain't really got time for that. So we're down at the same time about that. I got too much style for you, look clowns. You better do a Chris Brown and sit down. Cause right now, anything you bring, I'm a beat it. I be going up that Patron. And I'm so in my zone. They know I'm on, so she don't let me beat it. Like a bad count check. You should see the way that roof up on that lamb left back. They like, damn, who was that? Same check, check the set. Way before I got that check. You ain't that, start turn your back. So now just beat it. Hey, yo, and find you something to do. Cause right now I'm just getting it spread. And I don't f*** with you, so beat it. I'll make it rain, I'll make it hit. See, y'all know this don't make no sense. I got some advice, you take it, bitch. Beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it. Don't run with the beat.
It's your boy Bo Deal, boss of Chicago, ground up representative, Killer Clan Chief, the Grand Wizard. Support your local come up at Lawless Radio. You already know what it do, man. Get right or get left. Bo. Sweeper.
Hey, man, tell me that didn't get you pumping a little bit there, man.
Just beat it.
I like that. I was going to ask, who is that? I like that joint.
Yeah, man, that's his kid B, man. Harlem, New York, stand up. Your son stand up.
Okay.
Yeah, man, that's a high energetic song right there, man. I dug it, man. I mean,
I would love to download that.
Yeah. You know, that's an old joint. That is an old joint. That was one of the first songs played on Lawless Radio as a station. That's crazy.
Wow.
Just I don't know. Just got in the mood for it.
That's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. The choreography alone, and then to find out why the song was written, I was like, wow, I was astounded.
Right. Why was it written?
Well, the inspiration behind the song was some gang members, getting into a fight and stuff, and Michael Jackson didn't write the song, but the person that wrote the song was inspired by what Michael Jackson said. He was like, well, what's the point of fighting, of course nobody wants to be defeated. Well, if you fight, what are you proving, basically what he said.
Right.
And I found that out after Michael Jackson passed, the inspiration behind some of his songs, and Beat It was one of the ones they talked about. I was like, wow. I just thought that it was basically, a paying homage to street fighting and stuff. I didn't know. or the West Side Story, to be exact. So.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you, yes. No, that is serious. I mean, the song says it, man. I mean, nobody wants to be defeated, man. Nobody wants to lose, man. But, I mean, the reality is, man, somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to lose that.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter, who's wrong and who's right, what's right, beating each other down ain't going to solve
it. Doesn't matter who's wrong or right. Hey, y'all make me mic in here on y'all.
Okay, go ahead and put that red leather jacket on.
Whoa.
I mean, you'll go from being a chairman to the king. Ooh.
That's what's up.
Oh yeah, you know what? Now to be on it, shout out to Michael Jackson's birthday was August 29th. He would have been 55 years old. Like, goodness gracious.
Happy birthday to the king of pop, man.
Absolutely.
Dancing in heaven on him. He's going to moonwalk all over y'all.
Shout out, too, is, the 25th made the 12th year of Aaliyah's passing. So there's nothing that, rest in peace, baby girl. I mean, she was one of my favorites. She was just a little bit younger than me, but she was one of my favorites. I loved that girl. I did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, let's hit this line. We got 864-612. Who we got on the line?
King David, Hustle for That Management. What's good? Want to shout out to my girl, Mary. What's poppin'?
Yo, what's up? Who is this now?
This King David, Hustle for That
Management.
What's up?
That's South Carolina right there.
In the building, heavy.
Yes, sir.
Right,
what did he do?
Just chilling. You know what I'm saying? Just shouting out, man. Appreciate y'all hustle. You know what I mean? That's what's up right there.
You know what I'm saying?
A little something from the streets to the Greeks.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man.
That's what it is.
That's what we do. We support our local come up. You know, I mean, you know, we love our mainstream artists. We all have our mainstream artists that we love. But, you know, the premise here is to support the local come up. You know, I say that we're a stepping stone to get to where you're trying to get to. And if you just want to stay underground, hey, we're family. We embrace you. You know, just come to us, and we're going to definitely show you love. Point blank.
That's it right there. I love that come up right there, too. Definitely an avenue of approach.
Looking
to definitely hear good things about Lawless. You know what I mean? I definitely support that, though.
Well, thank you.
No
that's
doubt,
what's up.
Man.
I really appreciate
thank you,
that.
Bro. For real.
Yeah,
thank you, man.
Fuck you. That's what's up.
You know what I mean? South Cackalack in the building. You know what I mean?
South
Cackalack, baby.
No doubt.
Be in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Be in New Jersey. I'm a Jersey cat down south.
Hey, man, that's what I was just going to ask you, man, because I'm listening to the accent. I'm like, I got to be really sick because I'm thinking bro said North Carolina, but I'm hearing the accent.
No doubt.
It's that scissor. It's that scissor,
Sherman.
That's what it is. You
hear a southern
accent. It's all in your head, honey. You don't hear a southern accent. You hear a southern accent. You don't hear no New York accent. It's all in your head.
No doubt. Yo, for sure. I look forward to hearing some of that Disturbed Minds, though. I'm sure you and the crowd gonna like that, though, because we got a little flavor for everybody in 2013.
Yeah, when the show go off, man, I'm definitely gonna go through, man, and get that, man. We'll have you in rotation next week, no doubt, bro.
Yo, it's a track they call You Gonna Love That. Trust me, You Gonna Love That. No
Ooh.
Doubt,
gonna love. That's what I'm saying, man. Keep it like that, there, man. You stay right here, all right? Hey, let me
no
see.
Doubt,
we
man.
Got a. Hey, now, bud, you be easy, King David. Hey, that's
my
man right there.
Show up, much love. Respect.
That's it, man. In the building, man. Hey, let's see who this is we got, man. We got a 919-672. Who we got on the line?
We got CC. What's up, Mary? Is Mary here?
What's up, CC?
What's up, Mary?
Girl.
I just called Mary. Shout out.
Man, we just up here bugging out as usual. You know, the queen, me, and the chairman, man, we just bugging out as usual. I mean, it's nothing but love on this show. I appreciate you calling in. Hey, chairman, this is one of my schoolmates. We even had classes together. Like, it's just so funny.
Wow.
It's so crazy. Just later.
I just want to give you a shout out, baby. I've been missing the radio show.
Well, good. Right. I appreciate that. How you feeling, though?
I'm good. And you, Mary?
Man, I'm on top of the world, as usual.
Good. I'm proud of you. Congratulations for everything.
Thank you so much, Sam. No doubt.
You got my number. You call me when you get off the radio, okay?
You know it. You got it.
I love you, North Carolina Peach, baby.
Love you too, baby. That's
all
right.
All right.
Back in the building. Back in the building.
Hey, man, you got CCT, David, man. They done bought North Carolina in the house, baby. That's what I'm talking about, man. All love, man. All love. Y'all know what it is we do, baby. That is support your local come up, underground, unsigned, independent music, man. Y'all ain't following us yet. Why not? Go to @LawlessRadio. Go to @LawlessENT. Go to @QueenOfAfroPop. Go to The Chairman TL, baby, show y'all love, man. We ain't doing this here to be saying we doing it. We doing it because we doing it, baby.
That's right. We ain't talking about it. We being about it, and you're hearing it.
That's what I'm saying, man. Give y'all nothing but good music, man. You know, I got to take this. I got to take the opportunity real quick. Y'all know every so often I pull out my soapbox, so I got to jump on my soapbox. Man, this ain't one of them joints where we tell you to send us $10 and we don't play your music, and then we don't play your music, or we tell you to send us $10 and we'll play your music, and we only got our mama, our baby mama, and one of our kids listening to the show. This is one of them joints where we tell you we support our people, and when we say we got people listening, they listening, and we ain't hitting your pockets, baby. We doing this for the love. You know what I'm saying? That's what we
exactly do.
It's about support. Holding your man's hand. Don't look down on your man unless you're lifting him up. That's what we do. All right?
Y'all ain't got to worry about no payola here. There ain't no payola going on here. What we doing is support YOLA. That's what we do here. No payola here. You ain't got to pay to get your man to play. You just got to be nice.
Wait a minute, y'all. All y'all listening. Is it me or is the queen just making up a whole bunch of words on the
And I'm going to tell you about every last one. You best believe it.
And what did you come up with? You got Facebook. What is it? Facebook.
It's Facebook Kondriac. And we pay payola with, support YOLA. You know what I'm saying?
You
pay payola, but they had to pay, back in the day to play the music and stuff. So we got support YOLA. Like, you only live once for one
YOLA.
Right now, baby.
Hey, baby, it's only one ME the Queen. It's only one ME the Queen, and we got her right here, baby.
Exactly. I'm here, baby.
Support YOLA, baby. That's what we doing around here. Man. I had to, man. I couldn't believe that one. Support YOLA. I ain't mad at you. Man, it is coming to that fall season, man. This is where TV start going, man, y'all. Y'all told y'all I'm sick, man. I got in late last night, man. Popped some pills, man, and did nothing but lay down. And I discovered some things. On TV. Y'all know I'm not a big TV fan, but it's this joint called Revolution. And I discovered that, and it appears to be great. It's like some end of the world type. You know, the world has started over, and they done divided the world into colonies again. You know, like the 13 colonies, but I think they got like about 7 colonies. You know, in this have you checked that out?
No, but you got me interested. That's kind of some sci-fi and Back to the Future. You know, that's your thing anyway. You like that Back to the Future time travel stuff. So, you know, I'm going to check it out first, just because you said check it out.
Hey, you will not be disappointed. It is highly addictive. You know, I don't do TV well. Plus, anyway, because I'm always doing something. You know, I'm always out and about and doing so. I can't get into TV shows because I can't commit to being at a seat. Okay, and then with Facebook and Twitter and everything, it's pointless to DVR it. You know, because I had got into Walking Dead, and Walking Dead, that is my joint. Can't wait for it to come back. But I was upset, and I took my notifications off my phone during the season because, you know, I had to record it, so I couldn't watch it while it was happening. And then, you know, my phone be jumping off, and they telling me what happened. So I had to take the notifications off. You know, the app was off my phone for the season because I don't want to know. You know, I don't want to – don't tell me. It's pointless for me to watch it, you know.
Right.
But this Revolution, this is like some they cats that made this was really awesome, and it's made by the same director and production team that does Supernatural. And everybody know how much I love Supernatural. Come on, man, my dogs are named Sam and Dean, so y'all know how much I love Supernatural. Y'all know how much. Come on, man.
No, he didn't.
I love Supernatural. Cause I mean, you know, when we was coming up, you know, all of the wise tales that we had, and, you know, the throwing the salt over your shoulder, all of that stuff that the old folks, you know, me, I was in Anguilla, Mississippi, you know, down south, boy. So, you know, witchcraft and voodoo and everything, people spoke about those different things. You know, so a lot of the stuff that they examine and the spells and all the stuff they talk about was stuff that I remember from a kid. So to see, you know, it on TV where they acting it out with the pentagrams and all of this, like, man, maybe that stuff was real when the old folks was talking about it, you know. So your imagination get to go, you know. Especially like Sam and Dean, you know, I get to go on a trip with them, you know, where we doing it, you know. Come on, let's go kill some demons. Even though I won't be doing that for real, it's okay to watch them do it. I ain't chasing no demons, you know. There's only one brother on the show, and if you notice, he was always running.
That's always the case. We always running somewhere. We always the first to get killed. This is what I understand. How do we run all the time? When we the first to get killed, we running so damn fast.
Let me tell you why.
You call my white folks. White folks can't even jump.
No, let me tell you what happened. Okay, there's this movie. You know, I shot the scenes and everything for it. This is a few months back. And, you know, I'm a cop that's in the movie, you know, and I'm like the smart person because, you know, I take off running from the killer, you know, and you know how they laugh about brothers being first to die? Let me tell you how I die. I take off running and I run smack dab into a tree and a branch stabs straight through me. This is how I die.
Into a tree?
I got treed, okay? Let me tell you what happened. This is how we die, because we take off running. We don't look or think. We take off running, and that's what I did. My man said, he said, now what you're going to do is you're going to take off. You see the body, and you're going to take off. So I took off. So, you know, first scene, which is actually an accident, I take off, right? And I run into a tree.
Oh, my God.
And I really ran into the tree. Like, oh, man, I'm snapping. I'm mad because I'm supposed to run through the woods. My man, like, you know what? Man, let's keep that. Because I'm actually supposed to get killed in the woods. You know, I'm supposed to run directly to the killer. My man said, wait, no, let's keep that. Let's do that again. Because that's that humor. We could put some humor into this scene. So my man, you know, let me run. So they found this tree that looked like it had like a branch I could run into. And he told me, he said, now run. And now, you know, they had me to run. So it looked like I run into the same tree, but I don't. I run into a tree that's somewhere down in the woods. But it's the marvel of videotape. It's the marvel of that editing process. But, I mean, the first thing I thought about when this came, like, man, look at that. I just saved a couple of minutes off a black man in movie. Because if I I was going to die in the woods. That would have been a few more minutes in the movie, right?
Wow.
I'm dying, man. But if y'all want to get a chance, man, y'all check out Into the Woods. This is another movie that he did. It's real good. It's on Netflix, man. Y'all
I've heard
it
of
out,
that.
Man.
I've just never seen it.
Yeah. No, I'm not in that one. He produced the other one that I'm in, though. But that movie is real good, man. And I'm real happy, you know, about seeing, you know, like when we said support your local comic, it's not just music, man. It's for these film producers and everything out there. I mean, he's a 36-year-old guy, so he's a young man, you know, that's actually doing it. You know, he's got a few other movies slated to be released by the end of the year. So it's just something to see people, you know, put their heart behind it, because once upon a time, you really believe that you had to have a $1 million budget. You had to have somebody, you know, behind you, some type of money man with deep pockets to make it happen. And people are actually getting out and realizing that they can make their dreams happen by putting work behind it, you know, letting the work speak for itself, you know. So that is always something to see. Yeah, it's always admirable to see those type of deals right there, man, getting it out there. I had something I was trying to pull up for y'all. It's about a stupid story about a lottery winner. Actually, about a lottery winner, a cat out of Texas, scratched off $50,000, and it's a hilarious story because he went back to cash his $50,000 ticket and got put in jail. Now, y'all don't want to know the story behind it. Y'all about to laugh.
Oh, goodness.
My man robbed this convenience store.
What?
And took a few scratch offs and the couple of $100 they had in the register. My man came back to the convenience store. He paid them for the scratch off that he won, gave them back their money, and told them we was gonna call it even. Basically, you know, they just let him get his $50,000. I gave y'all a couple of hundred back, you know, and I'm paying you for this ticket, so it makes this ticket mine. It's not stolen no more. And here go your other tickets. I didn't scratch them off yet, and I want my $50,000. I cannot get right. It was on the Toshiba homepage, man. I was trying to get that. What kind of fool is that, y'all?
A damn fool.
What kind of fool in his wrong mind thought he was going to come back and say, hey, I know I just put a gun on y'all. I just took your money and everything, but the Lord blessed me with this $50,000, so here go y'all money back. My bad for pulling a gun on y'all. Just let me get my $50,000, and we done it, man. Forget about what just happened. Did he really think this was going to turn out well?
Well, it's a little too late to get all spiritual and all righteous all of a sudden.
Right.
That's just the crazy thing I've heard. Look, if the devil wants to take over, let him take over. I'm like this. Go ahead and do what you got to do and ask for forgiveness later. That's what I'm all about. If a situation like that, heck no. If I got the $50,000, I'm just have to get on my knees after the $50,000 is gone and pray to God Almighty. I don't have to, you know, I know I'm going to have to suffer. You know, I'm going to be punished.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, I ain't going to do it that way. I ain't going to like no doggone food.
Now y'all
talking
about somebody I want to get on the show. This is somebody I want to get on the show. Because I got to ask my man, did he see this ending any differently than the way it ended? I really got to know. Did he see them not calling the police on him? Did he see that not happening? Why didn't he take it? Why did he take it to another convenience store?
That's just the stupidest thing. I mean, there's no other way to even, like, I mean, it's just no excuse for it. I mean, that person was either high on drugs or suddenly got the Holy Ghost right then and there, and I refuse to believe he got the Holy Ghost. He must have been high on something. He probably was on a Molly or even, you know, on some bad salt, and it just
he
brought his judgment on both ends of the spectrum.
He was on something, because there ain't no way in the world I'd have went back in that store. Hey, man, look, I just robbed you, man. But look, good Lord gave me $50,000, man. Here go your $200 back, man. That's like robbing a cat, going back to my man, telling my man, hey, man, I was walking down the street, man. I found $500, man. Here go that $20 that I robbed you for earlier, man. Hey, man, my bad. We cool, right? Are you crazy? Yeah, man, come on. Come on, man, yeah. Let's go to police station, man, and tell the police about this, man. Because, I mean, yeah, man, that's happened to me before. I accidentally robbed somebody, man, and found some money after leaving the robbery, man. Let's go tell it to the police. So what kind of...
That's about the same as the dude that went to, you know, robbed the bank with shaving cream, or was it whipped cream or shaving cream on his face that eventually melted?
Huh?
Dude robbed the bank and got rid of the money with shaving cream on his face. And went over to a Starbucks to drink coffee, and the shaving cream melted, and he was apprehended within a matter of minutes. I don't understand people's logic. I don't understand people's reasoning. Some of these people, I don't even think it's on drugs. I just think some people just want their 15 minutes of fame. I don't know what it is. But there is no way in the world that I could do something so stupid.
I need to know about shaving cream. What did he think the shaving cream was supposed to do?
Well, he had it around his face, you know, covering his, you know, he actually had hair on his face, if you can believe that. I mean, he put the shaving cream on his face, but he didn't shave anything. He just had that on as a disguise. Why he didn't get a damn mask, I couldn't tell you. But he had shaving cream on his face. By the time he got over to Starbucks and ordered that latte, that very, very strong latte, it had melted, and the police apprehended him. And, of course, it was down here in the South.
Wow.
I just You know, that's a show called America's. You never said it before. True TV, America's Dumbest Criminals. It's been a show. It's been, you used to be a show in the late 90s called Funded to the Fact. It wasn't America's Dumbest Criminals, but it was something like some kind of criminals. But it was funny than America's Dumbest Criminals. That show was hilarious. They even show, you know, towns in an area where I grew up at. I'm like, I just held my head down. Like, you know, like the one dude walks in the store naked, you know, trying to rob the store for cigarettes. I mean, you know, how you think you're not going to get caught, you buck naked?
Let me tell you my best world's dumbest criminal moment. And they got it on YouTube.
Oh, Lord.
Anybody ever want to check it out, go to YouTube, man, and type in, man robs house, does this work? The guy is robbing a house. Well, he stumbles upon a camera. He stumbles upon a camera, a video surveillance camera. So he's on the camera, looking in the camera, trying to figure out if this work. Do this work. He's looking in this camera. You know, do this work. Oh, this ain't hooked up. It's not hooked up. It's not working. It's not. You see the man. You know, there's no volume. But you see my man. You know, he's got the camera. Wherever it is, it's got to be attached to something he can pick up or whatever. But he's moving the camera, and he's constantly looking in the camera, and he's talking like there's somebody in the house with him. You don't know if there's anybody in that and everything. But within minutes, they had his face plastered across all kind of news and everything, and my man was caught and everything, you know. And then the police asked him. He said, now do you think the camera work, or now do you know the camera work? My man looked at him and said, I guess it did. No kid, you idiot. Type it in on YouTube and enjoy yourself off the festivities. This man plays with this camera for at least about 3 to 4 minutes during a home invasion. How in the world? That's like R. Kelly, man. My man come to the he look at the camera. He's a who that?
You know, that wasn't me. I forgot about R. Kelly looking like dead in the camera and stuff, like with them little twisted and little things in his head. I forgot about that part.
He looked right in the camera.
I said,
Who that? Because, I mean, you can hear the noise. You can hear whatever the noise was he heard. Who that? My man said, That wasn't me. And I'm with you, Kels. That was not you. That was not you, Kale. That was somebody that looked just like you, that sounded just like you and everything. That's who it was, Kale.
Lord. I think I had two America's Dumbest Criminals favorite moments. I think my most favorite moment was the guy that had robbed I forgot what he had robbed, but the police comes to the house, to his mother's house, to apprehend him, and she was like, No, sir. My son, no, he teaches Bible study. No, he's a good boy. No, he would never do nothing like that. No, not my son. In fact, I haven't seen him. He's been at church all day. Why did the dude come falling through the ceiling?
What?
Right into the police hand. I thought I was going to lose a kidney.
Oh, my God.
That's so hard. He fell right into, and even the police county, they even chuckled. Because the dude, I don't know what it was, divine intervention. Or whether it was just God, it had it been. I don't know what this lady had a leak in her roof. I don't know what. But the police, as soon as she bragging about him, talking about in fact, he was at church and, you know, teaching Bible study and all this stuff, the dude fell right through the ceiling, right at the police feet.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then the crazy dude in the doggone liquor store that come through. I think came through a vent, and then every time he tried to get up out of the store, he kept falling over and falling on glass and falling on other bottles and stuff. I'm like, Lord, the dude never made that store, needless to say, because the police finally came in and got his butt. I mean,
I don't know why he just didn't go back out the way he came in. I know you done seen it already. They done had six deaths this weekend over Molly.
Oh, yeah.
Six deaths this weekend.
this weekend. This weekend.
God. Have these kids lost their dog on mine?
Yes. Was that a rhetorical question or an actual question?
Pop them, Molly. Yeah, and I'm sweating. Pop them. That's not a good side effect.
But that was a rhetorical question. Never, I'm going to pose a question to you. Have you lost your mind?
I mean.
No. These kids are damn crazy, Chairman. These kids, you know, they hear these rap lyrics. They think these rap lyrics are the Bible. They think that it's the gospel, it's spiritual, it's whatever. You know, it's somewhere in their little old crazy mind, they
that's
feel
all.
Like, you know, that these people, these rappers speaking to them, and that's what they need to do. I mean, come on, you got Lil Wayne having seizures, you got, you know, Chris Brown having seizures, because he looks hot. Ever since that boy been out since he was 16 years old, he always looks hot to me. You know, it might be
right.
Me, but I just think he looks hot. Just like the little boy from B12 or B2K, the little fish,
right.
Always look high. And they were, I think they were like, what, 14 they came out. The boy always looked high. So, I mean, you know, then Rick Ross had his seizures and stuff like that. These kids don't think, they really think they're invisible, that they can't have a bad reaction from this kind of stuff? Come on. You can't be that gullible. You can't. Oh,
yeah, you can.
Hey,
look
can,
at them. Yeah,
I
you can.
To believe it.
Look at them, man.
Oh,
I'm sitting here. I'm looking at that, man. Hey, thank you to Kristen, man. Kristen sent it to me, man. Now, y'all know I try to get all of your topics in on the show, man. Appreciate that. But Kristen sent this to me, and she was like, "Just look at this." So I'm sitting here reading through this, man, and this is crazy. They talking about it was redesigned, you know, basically and rebranded. You know, and so, you know, the participants of the rebranding of this basically came up with, you know, with the way to make it, you know, look, I guess, appealing, to make it seem appealing for a younger group, you know. And you're talking about the sales. They said that it is now toppling marijuana in, as far as sales. And I thought the only thing that ever toppled marijuana was crack. God, don't it?
It's terrible because my thing is this. You know, I don't, first of all, I don't even like to sweat. Why in the heck would I want to take a pill that's going to make me sweat even more than I sweat?
Right.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
When
we're
on the
mountain,
you sweat more than you went to Houston and what's your name? The Wayans. Whining, CC Whining. You doing that kind of sweating and more. I don't even like that kind of sweat. Why do I want to take a pill to make me sweat? I know when I hit menopause, I'm going to be sweating like a mug. So why in the world I want to do that
name?
Now?
What dude named Dave Peaston? You doing David Peaston sweating. Look at Dave Peaston, boy. You're supposed to wear no white shirt when you sweat like that, man.
I did my best just to let you know. How much I really love you. I even love David Peaston. Don't sleep on him now. But
yeah, David Peaston was a man,
ooh,
but you don't wear no white shirt. You don't wear no white shirt when you sweat that hard, man.
That
man.
That dude had that
all up out
sweat.
Shirt.
Sure, he had the one on Molly that made his voice get high. That's what he
I'm telling you right now. Man, we done hit the end of this show, y'all, man. Hey, Queen,
yes.
get those shots out there, Queen.
Yo, this is what I want to shout out today. This is not even really a shout out. I mean, I mentioned earlier in the show that, you know, about the little one-year-old boy being shot by a rival gang member of his father. And, you know, his father, you know, just dedicated to the street code of ethic of not, you know, snitching and is not cooperating with the police. So God, you know, God rest the little boy's soul, the baby soul. And you know, shout out. And not even shout out, really blessings to his family. And you know, I pray for his family deeply. I do. I can't even imagine what they're going through right now. The mother, you know, and with the father not cooperating. So definitely my prayers and my heart go out to that family. Also, my heart go out to, you know, with this war thing, we don't know what's going to happen. But, you know, we don't know if there's really weapons over there in Syria. But if there's not, my heart goes out to what we're about to do to them because it's going to be something awful. My heart also goes out to the family of the little girl who committed suicide, who was molested or, you know, for lack of a better term, sexually abused by a teacher and he only got 30 days in jail because he got time served. So my heart definitely goes out to her family, you know, for their loss, because this girl couldn't bear the thought of what happened to her. And because she, you know, wasn't here to tell a story anymore, you know, she's labeled as, okay, she killed herself, she's guilty, and now he's walking the streets. So my heart goes out to them. But also, you know, I'm still a musician at the end of the day, so if you want to hear M.E. Queen of Afropop music, please go to my Reverb page, which is reverbnation.com/M.E. That's E-M-E-E. Also, you want to go to my SoundCloud page. That's soundcloud.com/M.E.Q.O.A.T. Also, you can tweet me at Queen of Afropop. And also, let's see. I'm missing a page. Oh, my Facebook fan page. You want to become my – I don't even like saying fan, but if you want to become my supporter, you know, please hit me up and click like on Facebook.com, M.E. Queen of Afro Pop. And once again, if you want to look at my beautiful pictures and what I look like Saturday night, fine as I was going to Mansion A Line, hey, hit me up on Instagram. It's EM_E_QueenOfAfropop. And much love to the Edwards and Nelson Family Union. My family reunion was this weekend. I didn't get to go, but shout out to them. And, you know, it was lovely. I saw the pictures. I'm glad there was no fighting and everybody was in one in unison. And I'm just happy to hear about that. So much love to my family. Love you guys.
Hey, that's what it is there, man. They got to thank y'all for tuning in, man. Y'all check us back here next Wednesday, man. Every Wednesday, me and the chairman, man, we doing it, man. Chairman's sick, man. Y'all know me, man. I do this for y'all, man. That's how much I love it, man. Sick or not, man, I'm going to be here and I'm going to muddle through it and we're going to get it done, man. So I want to send a shout out to, first off, the Lawless World Order, man. My nation, man. Y'all keep us here. Y'all keep us doing this thing. Y'all keep on supporting as we support y'all, man. Got to send a shout out to my family, man. All love, toll free, Lewis, to stand up. You know, I'm going to send a shout out to my people out there working airlines, my people out there, man, keeping the planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure the planes go and you do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. I want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole product of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcasting right to be a part of this show and every other show on Lawless Radio. Simply go to www.lawlessradio.com. Click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We do not download music. Get it to us, man. MP3 format preferably. And we'll give it the once over, twice over, thrice over, man. Get y'all in rotation on the hottest station on the Internet, baby. All we ask you to do is support us, man. Go to Facebook and like the fan page. Just type in Lawless Radio. Type in Lawless Entertainment on Facebook. And you got us, man. Go to Twitter, man, @LawlessENT, @LawlessRadio. You got us. That's all we ask out of y'all, man. We will catch y'all back here next week doing the same thing, the same time. That is supporting your local comer. Check out BMO Slim tonight. Check out your man Buck tomorrow night, man. Until then, for the chairman and the queen, man, we out of here. The Lawless World Order is in full effect, and y'all know it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Smooth, exclusive. Tokyo, all the way to East Coast, baby.
make a different change. Before the fame, I was watching all your moves, girl. The way that you walk, the way that you talk, feeling you, girl. Jumping the fence, here's the end, it's all new, girl. Put a diamond on your finger, all new. If you're falling in love, baby girl, come here. I'm here.
Sexy.